where I want it. Y'all hear me out there? Hold on, I think I got the wrong. Y'all can hear me, right? Let me know. Back on my normal setup, so I gotta tweak my settings back how they was. So the truth is back. Fundora upsets Tim Tszyu and Pitbull beat the hell out of Rolly Romero. Great crowd. Listen, I haven't slept much in the last probably 4 or 5 days, so you gotta be patient with me tonight, you know what I'm saying? I still haven't slept, so I barely slept last night. And great night, great week in Vegas, covering the fights, interview Devin Haney, interview Andre Ward, interview Leonard Ellerbe, Carmel Moten looked great last night. I wanna talk about that because I saw people talking about his defense. You say you could barely hear me. Okay, hold on. Probably some setting that I haven't fixed or something. Let's see. Somebody said loud and clear, then somebody say I'm muffled. They could barely hear me. So which one? Let me know before I start cooking. So the big fish is back. Team Spence is back. Oh, I see what's going on. Hold on. What am I missing? Like I said, I ain't even. It's been a minute, so I know my stuff is off. Let's see. It's supposed to be on. Yeah, y'all saying that because it's on my camera audio. I know what you're saying. Wait, now. Like, I don't even know. I don't even have the patience right now. Like, hold on. Let me think real quick. What am I missing? Oh, my shit's not plugged in, I don't think. Wait, no, it is. Like I said, I'm all off right now. I ain't even touched this shit a week, so you would think it would be all set up how I want it. But anyway, y'all can hear me saying something though, right? It sounds clear. Does it sound like my regular mic or does it sound like my webcam mic? That's what I'm really asking. I'm trying to think. Man, shout out to everybody I met at the fight, man. I met so many cool-ass people, and some of y'all, I told y'all, let me know when y'all in the chat again. Shout out to my guy, Eric Myers. We snapped up. You know what I mean? He had the white champ side jacket on. I had the black jacket on. I'll post it on my Instagram later, but he sent me the picture of yes, sir. So shout out to Eric Myers. He had the white joint on. I had the black joint on. And yeah, man, it's the webcam mic. Yeah, I don't know what. I'm not really picking up what's going on with my microphone. It's showing on here, showing on my soundboard, but it's not coming through on what's this shit called? OBS. Always something with them, right? Hold on, let me see. Maybe I can fix it. Maybe I can fix it. Hold on. Let's try it. Fuck my screen. I got people watching, man. I got people watching. You know how many people I recommended my channel to over the weekend? We can't be having these difficulties now. Let's see. Gotta do that shit like Sega, check. Gotta do that shit like Sega back in the day. Take that shit up, unplug it. Blowing it. Pause. Pat it on your thigh a couple times, and then smack your TV in the back of the head. Let's give it the good old plug in, plug out. As y'all come in,
okay. Y'all heard that noise? That's a good thing. Come on, I gotta be professional, man. I got folk watching, man. Yes, sir. Can y'all hear me now? Hold on. Now, that's what you want, right? It's the baddest brand in the land. From Alaska to Japan, from Nebraska to Alaska. From Japan to Iran to Afghanistan. Back. Can y'all hear me now? Should be straight now, right? So you mean to tell me that Errol Spence Jr. got in the ring last night to fight for the 154-pound unified titles? If yes, type yes.
You?
Wait a minute.
Hold on, wait a minute. That is the definition of moving in silence. And I know you niggas was hot. You niggas, what about Bud? What about Bud? Bud on the Twitter talking about you have to wait in line, sir. Let's get this shit back cracking, right? I sent Errol a message today. I said, welcome back. The game needs you. He responded. I ain't got to tell you what he said. But yeah, the big fish is back. And he watched Rolly get his ass whooped last night. Man, Rolly was on ice skates last night. I thought I was watching Frozen, nigga. The way Rolly was sliding and gliding around the ring, them legs was weak. Weaker than SWV. Kneecaps. Kneecaps was buckling, and that boy was out of it. It's crazy. I didn't really hear what he said. I know they say he kind of like froze up in the post-fight, but I didn't hear what he said. Dog, that was a pit bull crowd. Could y'all hear that shit on TV? That crowd was all there for Pitbull. I'm telling you, Pitbull guy, he got big fan base. And I could see why Tank might want to fight him again. They was there for Pitbull. They like Pitbull. He a tough fighter too. He's an exciting fighter. He carry himself, you know what I'm saying, like a champion as well. I like Pitbull. I like that performance because I know it's not against an injured fighter, right? But also thought Rolly. Remember, I picked Pitbull in the end. Before they fought, I said, I'm switching my pick. But I was wrong on Tim Zhu. But nigga was going back faster than four. Shout out to everybody in the chat, man. How y'all enjoy the fights? What do y'all think about the cut on Tim? Do y'all think he would have won without the cut? I mean, honestly, you could say, well, we know he cut himself because he ran his head into Fundora's elbow. By the way, somebody else got away with a nasty headbutt. Who was that? Who am I thinking about, Chet? Somebody headbutted the shit out of somebody and didn't get a point taken. What fight was it? It wasn't Mendoza. What was the first fight on the pay-per-view part? Somebody got away with an ugly headbutt yesterday. I'm like, damn, you not even gonna call that shit? Like, that was a clear headbutt. Maybe it was on the Coco main event. I don't know. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Somebody launched their head. But anyway, the crowd, let me go back. Pitbull? No, I don't think it was the Pitbull fight. Was it? Anyway, I got so much stuff I want to talk about, I don't know where to start. Cardinal Martinez, yeah. The one with the two small Mexican fighters. Yeah, facts. That one, exactly. Yeah, that dude was on ice skates too. One of them, the one that was in the red, I think. Yeah, you're talking about when one was wearing red, one was wearing black. Yeah. Well, yeah, the one that was wearing red, I think, the one that was losing and getting beat on, he got away with a nasty hit. But shout out to Rodney, Brother Mike, Lamont, Phaser Boy, Bishop, Black Gun Owners Magazine, Gerard, Rodney, Trayvon, Cartel, Pound for Pound, MJ, Troy, Nemo, Always Been Fresh, Alex, ATL, Ja Champ, Trayvon, Steve J, Phaser, I got Gregory, Picasso, Kyrie, Grayson. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Calvin, you got a lot of... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was because I was on my... you know, my settings have to adjust. Every time I move or I go somewhere, I have to readjust my settings depending on where I'm at. So it should, the audio should be good now. Smoke and Bud, shout out. Matai, shout out in the cat in the super chat, should I say. Shout out to Matai Yoel in the super chat. And like I said, man, I seen so many people at the fight. People coming up to me, champ side, what's up? And man, I appreciate y'all. You know, if you see me, holla. Like I said, I got a exclusive interview with Devin Haney dropping on the channel this week. Also, parts, again, that may have got lost in the Tim Zoo fight of Bill Haney and, Bill Haney and Devin Haney, basically. So we're going into April. Tomorrow's the first of the month, and we have another exciting card coming up. And I did not expect the Fundora Tim Zoo fight to look like that, honestly, but I wasn't surprised that, you know, even though Fundora looks like he has a slow jab, he's very consistent with it, and it must have some heavy-handedness on it, because Tim couldn't just walk in there. I know the cut had to affect him. You know, you can't lose that much blood from your head and fight at a certain energy level and keep going. And I mean, he had no gear, he had no second wind. You got to give Fundora credit, man, because he's fought guys like Lubin. I remember when he was fighting Jermonte Clark coming up, and Jermonte Clark was another prospect at the same time as him. That was kind of like a showbox. It wasn't a showbox fight, but the idea was the same, that you have two young prospects who want to be contenders fight, and whoever wins contends. So maybe I think Fundora should get some smoke back with Mendoza, by the way. But what happened last night? Errol Spence is at the fight. This is what I liked about what I seen last night. If you agree, type agree. Not that Errol necessarily called out Fundora, but this man looked legitimately happy to be back in the boxing ring, be it to compete or to be back in front of the cameras. If yes, type yes. If you agree, type agree. Right? Because we always wonder, like, oh, man, he ain't said nothing. You know, what's going on with Errol? But he seemed good. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody see him a certain way, you know, at home, right, on TV. But like I said, he seemed like really genuinely happy to be back on TV, on PBC, in the ring. And like, yeah, I'm going to break Fundora down too. I'm going to break him down like the rest of them, right? So Fundora was cool about it. He don't really talk too much trash. I think Fundora might be one of the, I hate to say this, nicest, right? We always say who's the nicest person in boxing, but Fundora is like that, bro. He just cool. Like, you would never even know he a boxer unless you seen him box, you know? And did y'all hear that question I asked him about the WBC being on his side? Y'all caught that though, right? I'm just saying, even if I make a pick, I'm not gonna miss a gym. Did I say it? I said, I talked to Fundora, right? And I asked him, I said, Kambosos continues to mention that they put the vacant WBC title on your side of the Diaz. Did I say that? Y'all didn't see that, right? Y'all probably missed that. Y'all don't pay attention. Y'all probably didn't watch the video I put out with Fundora. I said, at the press conference, if you recall, the vacant WBC title was put on Fundora's side, but he had not won it. So that's what Tim kept mentioning. I don't know why that belt's over there. He haven't earned it, right? So I said to Fundora, I said, do you think that it symbolizes that the WBC title will have a new home, that is going home with you? And guess what? It did. He showed up at the press conference with the WBC on his shoulder. You said when you get your hunger back, you feel better about yourself. Absolutely. Detroit, shout out. I got to go watch BMF, man. I miss BMF, man. And still, shout out. I heard you say it was foreshadowing. Yeah, it wasn't on my live, though. It was like, it was in the video I did. Yeah, it was about an 8 minute. It was a scrum, so you may have seen it with other people. I know y'all seen my questions on other channels this weekend, right? I know y'all heard me on other channels, right? Right, so think about that. If my question's good enough to be posted on other channels, then guess what? My video should be following just in line, right? I guess I just don't do enough interviews to make the algorithm torculate and Harlem shake and percolate. But I know when I get to the motherfucking boxing fights, nigga, we tweaking the algorithm live in person. You feel me? Not on the internet. When I show up to a fight with them questions, nigga, I tweaks the whole algorithm of an interview. Facts. Put that in the data box, nigga. Tell Bill Gates and Elon Musk and Tom from Facebook to calculate that shit. How I switch the conversation up in the interviews with the questions. Yeah. Judah, shout out. Drew Titan, shout out. So the big fish is back? Oh, baby. And Crawford said, what? Let's go to the Twitter. I saw all that stuff going on, but I didn't get a chance to cover it. You know, I was chilling, man. I didn't, you know. Damn. Okay, let's see. I saw Errol say he don't wait in lines or some shit like that. He said, I don't do lines. Errol went so good. Errol must have won the ticket. He showed his ticket. From betting on Fundora. So here's what Errol said. Hold on.
You said you would like to fight the winner of this fight.
I've been in the laundry mat all day.
Oh, it's time to get it on.
I've been in the laundry mat all day.
Now, is this your first time seeing him in person? And what do you think about his height?
What is he talking about?
Yeah, it's my first time seeing him in person. I mean, he got a pretty good height, but we'll see. We'll break him down like we always do.
Was there anything you saw in his performance tonight that made you think, okay, I'm going to have to watch out for that?
Well, I think he learned from his mistakes. He was a little bit more settled. He was using his distance. So I think he did pretty good.
Okay. And Sebastian, obviously, I know you've seen Errol fight. What are your thoughts on a fight between you and him?
I think it'll be great. You know, he's one of the greats right now. He's going to pound for pound. So if I can fight him and get a win off of him, it'll be good history for me again.
Well, maybe we'll see it this year. Thank you guys both. And Sebastian, congratulations. You are now the unified 154-pound world champion. Sebastian Fundora, everyone.
Well, with all due respect to Errol Spence Jr., I mean, considering what Tim Zoo did to save this card, this pay-per-view, to take a fight on such short notice, 12 days notice, going from a former unified welterweight champion, Keith Thurman, moving up an orthodox mobile fighter, and then agreeing to take on a 6'6 southpaw on 12.
Uh-oh. All right, so let's hear what Errol said.
Come and join us right here.
Hey, what's going on?
You said you would like to fight the winner of this fight. Well, here he is. What do you have to say?
Oh, it's time to get it on. He got the big dog now. Let's go.
Now, is this your first time seeing him in person? And what do you think about his height?
Yeah, it's my first time seeing him in person. I mean, he got a pretty good height, but we'll see. We'll break him down like we always do.
Was there anything you saw in his performance tonight that made you think, okay, I'm going to have to watch out for that?
I think he learned from his mistakes. He was a little bit more settled. He was using his distance. So I think he did pretty good.
Okay. And Sebastian, obviously, I know you've seen Errol fight. What are your thoughts on a fight between you and him?
I think it'll be great. You know, he's one of the greats right now. He's going to pound for pound. So if I can fight him and get a win off of him, it'll be good history for me again.
Well, maybe we'll see it this year. Thank you guys both. And Sebastian, congratulations. You are now the unified 154-pound world champion. Sebastian Fundora, everyone.
Well, with all due respect. All
right, but we'll see. We'll break him down like we always do.
Was there anything you saw in his performance tonight that made you think, okay, I'm going to have to watch out for that?
Well, I think he learned from his mistakes. He's a little bit more.
So that was Errol entering his hat into the sweepstakes at 154. And then for them to be two titles on the line. Right now, let me go to Crawford's page because I know he said a lot or said something late yesterday. Let's see. So Crawford said, he must have replied to Errol. No, he said, you lost, sir. You got to work your way back up. He said, Errol, nigga, you look like a linebacker, my guy. That's what he told Errol, that he looked like a linebacker. He said, Errol, sorry, buddy, you got to wait in line, sir. You lost, sir. You got to work your way back up. So that's basically what Bud said on his Twitter. Some people didn't realize PBC been foreshadowing EJ Fundora for years, even at the Charlo Castano fight. Charlo Castano? How? What do you mean? You know what's crazy is I remember I basically played that fight to the left. I remember when somebody first mentioned that on my channel, I was like, man, get the fuck out of here. Fundora versus Errol. I guess I foreshadowed that when I said Errol Spence will fight Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And when was that? 5 years ago? It's been a minute, right? Errol Spence will fight Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at a catch height. Did I say that? Years ago, right? I'm just saying. Maybe that was a little foreshadowing. Hey, champ side, the WBO saying they're going to push for Crawford to fight Fundora. You seen that? Yeah, I saw that Crawford was going to be mandated. He should. You remember that, right? Yeah, I remember that. Because he's definitely built like Kareem, nigga. Fundora is. B Classic, shout out. Johnny, shout out. Aisha, shout out. Hey, Tim seemed pretty, what you want him to do, right? He seemed pretty hurt, though, in the press conference. I mean, as he should. That BMF episode. Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch it. Don't tell me nothing. Champ, you be asking some good-ass questions. I feel like the other reporters be like, damn, why the fuck did not think to ask that? Because they all thinking the same shit. Like, think about it. They're all thinking the same shit, and they want to be the first person to ask the same shit that they're all thinking. I could be the last person, but I'm going to ask the question that they're not thinking. Did you catch that? Everybody wants to be first to do nothing different than everyone else. I'll go last. I'll wait for you to be done so I can introduce something that you have not. You know what's funny, though? You know what was cool this weekend? Y'all know how I had my Iversons on? You can hear it in the interview. Soon as I interview Ward, he's like, he got the throwback Iversons on. He told his partner that. I was like, yes, sir. So shout out to Ward. He a real sneakerhead. You could tell. Because he spotted that shit quick. But yeah, man, I got to chop it up with Ward. Y'all know that's like one of my favorite fighters. Thought that was you, bro. Y'all know that's my guy. So I was very glad to interview him. And I asked him about boots, right? Y'all saw that? I asked Ward about boots, Benavidez, Spence Crawford rematch. Did I hit the topics? Come on, man. Y'all gonna see the rest of it on my channel if it's not up yet. Did Errol do interviews? Did y'all see any? Because, like I said, I haven't been on YouTube. So I didn't catch him. I don't think anybody else caught him either because he went through the he went through that. He slid. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always tell y'all, he ran out of the arena. No, man, they don't be wanting to be mobbed. Because niggas do be waiting on them with cameras that ask them 1,000 questions. So Errol kind of like slid the other way. I saw him take a bunch of pictures with fans, actually, before when he got out the ring with PBC, like after the fight was over, he got out the ring and then he took pictures with fans and he was dapping up some other boxers with like Caleb Plant in them. And then he went out a different entrance. So I don't think anybody actually interviewed him, which is cool. I was just glad, like, you know, I feel like if I couldn't interview him, then I'm glad nobody else didn't either. Hate. Which Iversons did you have on? The answers, right? The black ones that, like, from the beginning of his career. But, did Tim Tszyu come out to It's Dark and Hell is Hot? Intro, clean. If yes, type champ side in the chat. Because you knew that on what, Wednesday? Say go DJ. So we been knew that, nigga. That shouldn't even been a surprise. Y'all should have thought of me when y'all heard Tim Tszyu coming out the DMX. And guess what? Somebody posted the photo of, what is it? It's Dark and Hell is Hot, or the other one, the flesh joint. But it was DMX all bloody. And they said that's how the fight looked. They was both, it was a bloodbath, right? Especially like in the 5th, 6th round, something like that. That cut was in a weird spot, but that shit was kind of deep. And it was like a V, right? It was like a crown on his head, man. So, yeah. That was a good, I was entertained, though. I was entertained by pretty much all those fights. Let's talk about Carmel Moten, chat. Let's talk about Carmel. 17 years old. Is he an adult or is he a teenager? Still a teenager, not an adult. Fighting, I believe, a 21-year-old in an 8-rounder in his 3rd fight. Carmel Moten is clearly special, bro. Like, you know what's crazy? Think about this. If I avoid 80% of shots and I get hit with some big ones, is that not good defense? Like, it's like people only see the bad shit that happens to you, but not the good shit you're doing when nothing's happening. Nigga, Carmel was in the pocket swimming without getting wet. Sure, he got clipped a couple times. I didn't care for it. He had that one exchange where he was like, he probably shot too much into it, but I noticed poise when he did that. That one exchange where Carmel kept throwing and kept throwing and kept throwing and his defense was getting a little, you know, shaky. Did you notice how he just relaxed and got more composed and more poised and just took his time? He didn't throw many punches after that, like between that round and the beginning of that next. I said, good, good. That's what you're supposed to do. Relax, pace yourself. Because he got real excited in that exchange. He wanted to show, you know what I'm saying? He wanted to dog it. Then he just kind of relaxed. He didn't throw as many punches for like a round. Then he got back on it. That dude is nice. His defense is nice. Chat, how many jabs he parry? Get that shit out. He parrying jabs, knocking them shits down in the pocket. And you say he got hit. Yeah, he got hit, nigga. Duh. But look how he fight. He don't fight on the back foot and avoid risk. He take a lot of risk. And I think his career will be longer, though, if he fight even smarter. But right now, he's 17. What are you going to tell him? Like, just let him figure this shit out naturally. He going to figure it out. He clearly got the tools. The way he was parrying all of them shots and, you know, them jabs and the check hook immediately, right, Chet? He threw a check left hook, I think, in the first 5 seconds of the fight and threw it all night. Check hook was there. Stab to the body, yes or no, Chet? He's a body hunter. I tweeted that. I don't even know how I went this far about talking about Carmel without talking about how that boy is a body hunter. Was he on that body or not? Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. That nigga was on the body, yaddy, yaddy. He is a body hunter. And guess what? When you have all of that already, you're going to have a long career. and you always gonna be in the fight. Cause the way that nigga was, I don't know how your boy ate all them shots, honestly. You know, they saying he need more power, of course, right? But again, he didn't get his grown man strength yet. So, but that dude ate a ton of shots, Cuba. How many total punches did Carmel throw and land? Do anybody got it? I swear, he touched that man every damn near every second of the fight. Yes or no, chat? Carmel's nice. I don't know why we take the worst thing we've seen out of a performance and choose to use that as what we gonna say about somebody. Fuck that. Carmel look good. Third fight, people. 17 years old, fighting professional. On the big stage, you said Carmel is an orthodox tank. I don't think so, man. I see the similarity, but I'm with Carmel, man. Let him, you know, define his own path. He said the hardest transition from the amateur to the pros was the patience, but pro was special, especially with the hands down defense. Yeah, you saw him in that one round. He literally went hands down, man. Carmel, nice. His reflexes and counter punching is crazy. Exactly. I didn't want to see nothing negative because I was super impressed by his performance, honestly. Here's what I said during the fight. By the way, I interviewed him. How many of y'all caught it? Interviewed him on about being compared to Tank, ironically.
First version of myself. You know, I'm not Tank. I'm not even Floyd, I'm me, I'm Carmel Moulton. But I appreciate it. It's a compliment to me because Floyd or Tank, they're great fighters and they compare them to me. But at the end of the day, I'm Carmel and I'm going to make my own legacy.
What happened with the fighter? You could remind me his name. Floyd was like, man, Carmel will beat him right now. The guy from the UK,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, Lee Wood.
What happened with that?
I don't know exactly. I heard that Floyd sent him a contract. They tried to get in touch with Eddie Hearn, but I think they declined.
And how old are you again?
I'm 17.
So that was earlier in the week. I interviewed Devin twice over the last couple of days. So the one you haven't seen. By the way, did y'all see what Devin said about my tweet? I got to do a video about this. I'm telling you, I don't miss gyms. So think about this. Devin dropped a Floyd quote that nobody caught but me. Or at least nobody caught it and posted about it, right? So the next day after he said it, I said, Devin Haney quotes Floyd Mayweather before his ruthless beating on Arturo Gatti. Because Devin said, what? I'm going to crush him. I'm going to step on him. That's what he said, type yes. So Devin retweeted that video. He said, you smart, champ side. So chat. Devin is going for Arturo Gatti type of ass whooping to Ryan Garcia. If you understand, type understand. See, when he said that, I thought, okay, I know what you're trying to do. I know where your mind state is at. You're going to make an example out of Ryan Garcia. You're going to beat the brakes off that nigga. Chat, I seen Devin working out. I seen even just the end of his training. Ryan's not beating Devin. I'm sorry. Dude's too locked in. Wait till you hear my interview with Devin. Ryan not beating Devin, bro. He's getting his Arturo Gatti. That's what I do think that's what's finna happen. Because what? He's an A+. I'm an A+ fighter. He's a C+ fighter. And tomorrow night, I'm going to dominate and I'm going to dog this fighter. The fans in Atlantic City can't fight for him. His trainers can't fight for him. The referee can't fight for him. That nigga finna get cooked in the name of Money May. When Money May was throwing them 6-piece combinations at Gotti ribs and up top, and he was stuck in sand, he couldn't move nowhere. Ryan's about to get the hell out of there. See, Ryan didn't get an ass whooping from Tank. He took 2 big shots and he bowed out. This might be an actual ass whooping. You know, I'm hitting you, you can't hit me. I'm hitting you, you can't hit me. I'm hitting you, you can't hit me. You see? And we go on and on to the break of dawn. You said, shout out to everybody in the chat. So Yeah, I said this. I was just live tweeting at the fight because I couldn't go live. I wish I would have commentated the fight, but I couldn't, honestly. I said Carmel Moten showing dog in this fight, 17 years old. Carmel got great defense, right? He got hit. Yeah, he got hit. Chat, did he get hit in fold or some shit, or did he eat the shots he got hit with? When he get hit, chat, do he get angrier or did I miss some shit? When Carmel got hit, every time he got hit, he wanted two licks back quickly. And with a lot of power. He went straight power shots. So I'm like, okay, you got me. Okay, I'm coming back. That's what I saw. Y'all, man, he got hit. I saw his head do like this. Okay, and what did he do after? How did he respond to getting hit? Which happens in boxing. Which you know you're going to get hit. That nigga got mad and came back with some hotter shit. And if you get one on me, I'm taking two. You're going to get it back. I'm charging you interest on that hit, on that shot. That's what I seen, but maybe y'all didn't see that. Shout out to Rondo. He said, Devin is the most underrated champion today. Appreciate that. You said that was my first ever boxing. How was it on Prime, though? How was the presentation and the commentary? And I guess I can't say I've actually watched the Prime pay-per-view yet. But at the event, it was very good. Like I said, that crowd was there for Pitbull Cruz, man. Pitbull Cruz got them people in his pocket. And I don't know if that has a lot to do with Tank Fight or what. I'm sure it does, but they love Pitbull Cruz, bro. They didn't even cheer for Fundora like that. Carmel Moten special, that was an impressive performance. Cuba ate a whole lot of punches. That's what I was saying. Carmel is a body hunter. That's what I was saying during the fight or after the fight. Pitbull just rocked the F out of Rolly. He in trouble. Pitbull punishing Rolly. Rolly ice skating as Pitbull rocks him in the seventh. Ref saved Rolly. He was out. Rolly was getting beat up every second of that fight, right? Pitbull got this crowd in his pocket. Pitbull destroys Rolly Romero. The crowd is in a frenzy. Errol Spence watching Rolly get stopped after talking down on him. Rolly got beat. Rolly got beat like he stole from Pitbull mama house. That went viral on my Instagram, by the way. It's a bloody affair. That was Fundora. Tim Zoo tweets, Fundora done bust Tim Zoo head to the white meat. Actually, Tim cut himself on his elbow. Credit to Tim for fighting through the cut. He got a lot of heart. Sebastian Fundora. Hey, chat, when y'all heard split decision, did y'all know Fundora was... How many of y'all thought Tim won that fight? Like, we knew that Fundora, they were about to say and knew, right? Because I was recording and people asked me, how you got it? I said, fuck, I don't know. They might try to rule it a draw. Like, that's what I thought. Like, not what I seen, but what I thought they might try to do. Just on the based on how the fight was and... You know, but when they said split decision, I'm like, oh, that's Fundora about to win that. So I wasn't surprised by then, but I said Errol Spence gets in the ring, says he'll break Fundora down. Y'all seen that? So you say your mother thought Tim won. Well, I'll give Tim a lot of credit for staying in that fight, man. He wasn't, you know. It's hard to fight with any energy when you're losing so much blood from your head like that. What did y'all think about the cut, man? Because I saw some people blaming him for putting Vaseline in the cut. What exactly can he put in the cut? Right, chat? Can they use that super glue shit? I doubt it. I doubt they could use any damn thing besides an ink swell, a cotton swab, you know what I'm saying? A Q-tip, you know, them long Q-tips that they use, that they was using. Like, what are they supposed to use? That nigga threw that Vaseline in that cut. That's the only thing he could do, try to cover that shit up. They need to fire his ass. Stitch was there. They need to get Stitch. Well, what can they put on it? They should have stopped the fight. Yeah, I thought, you know what? I thought... They probably would stop the fight, but I don't think they could afford to stop the fight. Wait, if a fight is a no contest, all bets get returned, right? on the books? Yes or no, chat? My people who gamble. So they had to give all their money back to the gamblers, right? And it basically be a waste of the main event, and it looks bad on PBC Prime. Honestly, I knew they wasn't stopping that shit, but even though, like, but I was thinking too, like, somebody in the audience was like, nah, that's too much blood. It's too, that cut's too deep. I'm like, did y'all watch Badu Jack fight? That shit was insane, and it was in the front of his head, in the middle of his head. Tim is cutting a place where it's probably not going to have scar tissue. You know, he's not going to get hit too many more times on the top of his head like that. Shit, Badu Jack shit was straight down his forehead. So I don't think they stopped it because it would have looked bad on Prime. It would have been basically a waste of an event. When you gamble, basically, your money is out there until basically they say, like, oh, they got it. Like in basketball, for example, the game has to start. If you bet on a game, the game gets postponed or canceled, then you get your money back. So same thing for no contest in boxing. You know, if they stop that fight early and it's ruled a no contest, then all the money is returned, right? And you have unhappy people because they came to see a fight. Chat. Do you think the crowd wants to see more blood or no fight? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we watching? We're watching the gladiator games. We're watching, what do they call? Human nature. What's it called? The primal. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. The primal nature of man is to see blood and guts and watch violence on TV and sex, etc. Right? They say people watch NASCAR for the crashes, not necessarily to see who's going to travel the fastest, right? All of that. We watch for violence. You watch a car chase to see if the car is going to get wrecked. You know, is the police going, what are they going to do? Are they going to kill the dude? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's why people watch stuff like that, is for violence. See who can get beat up, who will get beat up the worst, how will they take it, how will they respond. So nobody wants to see them. Nobody who's been drinking alcohol all night watching fights wants you to stop the fight because some blood, fuck it, make them fight. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got last night, and shout out to Tim Tszyu. Because he wasn't backing up, was he? Tim Tszyu was still trying to get past that jab. He just couldn't do it, man. Yeah. Kiki, shout out. The Gnarly Trucker, shout out. What's up, my dude? Pound for pound, you said Tim Tszyu and Fandora rank real warriors. They did exactly what I knew they would. You know what's crazy is, what fight was it? That fight, and what did y'all say? Martinez, Cordova fight? Those fights... Like, when you look at those fights and then you look at why Shakur got criticized in his last fight, can you see the reason? But that's the thing is, will Shakur's career be longer? Will his body be healthier from not taking all that damage? Because wasn't Martinez, Martinez had a cut on his eyebrow, right? And he was cut out the other side of his eye. And then the Cordova dude, right, it looked like he broke both of his, y'all seen how big his cheeks was? He clearly had damage. That's his name, right? I forgot the name, honestly, already. But I'm talking about that card, that fight that was before Rolly versus Pitbull with the two smaller fighters. Them boys was rumbling, wasn't they? Well, one of them was really cooking, but. Look at all the damage they took. So you look at that fight, all the damage they took, but hell of an interesting fight, exciting fight, because they're always throwing. And then you look at Fandora. Fandora was, he was bleeding from the jump, right? He said his nose always bled in boxing, though, but he bleeding. Tim got a cut on the top of his head, and there's blood everywhere. So there you go. Shout out to my guy, Eric Myers. He said, hey, salute. Champ Side just got up for work. Great night last night. Shout out to my guy, Eric Myers, man. He pulled up on me, and I'm so glad you did, bro. I'm so glad that you know, it did the night didn't go past before, you know what I'm saying? I seen you. He's rocking the white champ side leather jacket. I was wearing the black, so we took a photo. I'm going to put it on my social media. So shout out to Eric Myers, man. Glad you enjoyed the fight. And like I said, thank you for getting my attention and everything, man, because I know them people be tripping to get people out of the stadium. And no, you got to go. You got to go. I know how that be. So shout out to you, man. Martinez Cordova, yeah. Hey, champ, I saw you in the cut. Oh, yeah. You said Roger Mayweather. You mean, yeah, Jeff. Yeah, I was sitting next to Jeff Mayweather. Yeah. I was going to move, but I was standing there the whole time, so I didn't bother to, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I had asked Jeff what he thought about Carmel's fight. Well, if he saw it, I don't know if he saw it or not. I think he said he did, actually. But yeah, you mean Jeff Mayweather. Yeah, Jeff Mayweather be at the fights. Because Tim was giving that boy hands. Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it now. This one I was recording. I was doing a whole video on that bitch. I done put 20 inside of the bin. You dig. Man, Pitbull beat the shit out of Rolly last night. That shit crazy. Had that boy all over the ring, falling everywhere. Rolly looked shook. He looked like he was shell-shocked or some shit, right? Is that what the power do to you? Maybe that's what it is, but he looked shell-shocked. Like, I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be in the ring right now. That nigga Pitbull is a beast, though, ain't he? The way he just keep coming forward with his chin tucked. And that high guard, no matter where you go, he can take a shot too. That's one of the things I want to highlight too about Pitbull Cruz. Chin, check, check. He got the chin. That nigga got a hard ass head. That's what he got. Not only do he got a chin, that motherfucker got a hard head, don't he? Because Rolly was turning some of them shits over. I don't think that nigga was fazed by any punch Rolly threw. So I guess he really do fight like a pit bull, don't he? I'm convinced. Like I said, I'm convinced now. I'm convinced. I felt like he got a lot of credit for being competitive against Tank. And Tank fought him basically with one hand. But remember, I asked Floyd about that fight being controversial. And he said, I told Tank to box him and turn him. Box him and turn him. Box him and turn him. Champ side, he wanted that last check before he got into real estate. Rodzilla. You talking about Rolly? Rolly was popping. Yeah, you saying Rolly was popping. Pitbull, facts. Pitbull has a chin. Yeah, exactly. That's what I got out of it, too, is that he can definitely take a shot. That Sabril Matias versus Pitbull Cruz fight is going to be interesting, though, optically, right? Because you got a really tall 100, a really big 140-pounder, right, who's super aggressive, come forward, throw a lot of volume. And then you got a smaller 140-pounder who is like a smaller Sabril Matias to some degree. I guess I'm saying with their aggression, not necessarily style, but they want to come forward. They damn near want to smother you, throw a lot of volume. Pitbull with that, with them body. Did y'all see Rolly left side? That boy had it. Man, Pitbull was killing the right side of his body, right? The overhand right he throw, soon as he get close to you, all that shit got power on it. But yeah, Rolly, I know Rolly was feeling them body shots. Because you can see it on, I mean, obviously you can see it on TV too, that big ass bruise and red mark on the side of his ribs. He was getting, man, listen. Rolly said no more boxing for him. I got Pitbull beating Sabril. Rolly should fight Chris Colbert next. Deer in headlights, Eric Meyer say. Yeah, he looked like that, right? He the real Terminator. He has zero expressions on his face the whole fight. Damn near after the fight, too. But, bro, I'm telling you. I don't know. Do I got the video on my phone? I think I recorded it. But, bro, that crowd was there for Pitbull. Make no mistake about it. I think it might be on my camera. Man, that was, bro, they was hype when Pitbull knocked Rolly out. Crowd was crazy. Then when he put this on, they went even crazier. When he did that, oh, they was loving that. We some dogs, we ain't no puppies. That's Jameis Winston right there. We some dogs, we ain't no puppies. You said the Fundora family still getting lit, passing around belts right now. Man, shout out to Sebastian Fundora, man. He's taking some tough fights. And to come in late replacement, somehow Keith Thurman lost. If yes, type yes. So wait a minute. Would Errol have fought the winner of Tim Tszyu versus Thurman? It's crazy, right? Like... So wait a minute. So Thurman was supposed to fight Tim Tszyu, but the belt, it wouldn't have been the WBC belt on the line, just Tim Tszyu's belt. Actually, that fight wasn't sanctioning for a title fight, was it? So it would have never worked anyway. See, Keith, you just fucked it all up from the jump. Because that wouldn't have been a title. That fight was at 155 and it wasn't sanctioned. So I guess it's good that he did pull out. Because then we got a sanctioned, unified title fight. And now we don't have to worry about Errol saying, nah, I don't want to fight him. Here we go. Who should get the fight? Type it in the chat. Bud or Errol? Who should get the Fundora fight? Bud or Errol? Bud, because he has his status in the sanctioning bodies and can move up and enforce his way into a title shot legally. Right? Been done many times. Or Errol, because Errol might be the bigger fight. And because Errol's actually super close with Al Haymon and a feature fighter on PBC. So on the first Amazon Prime card, who is shown? Errol Spence Jr. Who thinks they just did this for the fuck of it? Don't you understand? The pieces are already moving. Don't you get it? If you understand, type understand. They don't do this. You don't remember when Sean Porter... when Keith Thurman got in the ring after Danny fought and then fought Danny, when Errol got in the ring after Danny and Sean fought and then fought Sean, y'all remember that, huh? They do this when they're going to make a fight. They tried to do it with Pacquiao and Errol before, right? So 9 times out of 10, this is what they're trying to do next, and they're previewing it for you. They're promoting it. They're setting it up. So, niggas is arguing about whatever. I mean, for all we know, Fundora can drop whatever belt they try to make him fight with, Bud with. I'm just saying. I don't know that Errol wants to be undisputed at 54. He may just want some get back with Bud. Maybe he want to come back fight and then fight Bud. But again, Fundora would be no tune-up. But also, I don't know if you would want to fight a guy like Fundora and then fight Bud, because they're very different. If you agree, type agree. If I'm going to fight Bud Crawford in a rematch, I want to fight a fighter like Boots, not Fundora. If you agree, type agree. That's just me talking. Because Fundora, I mean, the footwork difference, the hand speed difference, literally the jab difference, You fight for Honduras, nigga, it's just like, it's just totally different than fighting anybody. Like, if he was fighting David Benavidez next, okay, fight for Honduras, fuck it. You know, but you fighting Bud, one of the slickest, quickest, most rhythmic fighters in boxing, like, Fandora's the opposite of that. Fandora's like a long, tall, rangy, I don't want to call him stiff, but you know what I'm saying. Like, if you said both of y'all throw a jab, like, who jab gonna be there first and back by the time Fandora even throw his jab out? So it's just different optics. Big, tall, long fighter who don't move like that. Then you got a guy your size who move like anywhere with any, you know what I'm saying, with crazy timing. It's just too different to go Fandora, but to me. But it's Errol. You might not give a shit about that. I'll adjust in camp, nigga. But I think that you need more of the same. Because all of it matters, right? Fucking fight boots. Right? If you want to get in a mindset, you had it with the stiff gang, right? That's pretty much what I was saying. It sounds negative when you say he's stiff, right? But, I mean, he have to be for his height and rank. I mean, his height and size. Also, Errol said he taking it to Dallas. Did y'all catch that? Fandora, Chad, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Fandora didn't have a real fan base at that fight. Fandora probably has some people that rock with him because, you know, yeah, a lot of Mexicans and Latinos there for Pitbull. That was Pitbull's crowd. Wasn't Tim Zoo's crowd. I ain't hear no Australians in there. You know how they say the Australians sold out Devin Haney fight in Australia with Kambosos? How come them niggas didn't buy no tickets for Tim Zoo over here? Wasn't a whole bunch of Australian fans. Wasn't a whole bunch of Fandora fans. Wasn't no Broly fans, I don't think. I know for sure, I don't think it was any. But that crowd was for Pitbull Cruz, 100%. He could have fought in the main event, bro. Just listen to what I'm telling you. I was at the fight. By the way, they said it was like 14,000 people there. That's a pretty good crowd. 14,000, a pretty good crowd. Might have been about 10 Aussies. Yeah, I met this chick from Australia. Shout out to her. Not to, you know, she actually works in the media and stuff, so she was cool. She might be watching this. Who knows? Shout out to her, though. Fandora hits like a woman. Didn't see not one strong left-hand punch from him.
If you don't knock it off.
Come on, bro, really? Why don't you fight that nigga then? And let him hit you like a woman. Who said that? Bomani. I know that ain't your name, nigga. Nigga named Bomani. Fandora hits like a woman. Didn't see not one strong left hand punch from him. I think it's because of his size, bro. Like, you're not going to see some quick torque type of shot. But trust me, if your ass was in there and you get hit by one of them shots, nigga, you're caving. And he knows how to throw his shots. But it's like in basketball and other games, like, stylistically, you're not going to see him, you know, like, that quick. I don't know. I get what you're saying because I kind of see a little bit of what you're saying, but I never say to myself, oh, those don't hurt. He hits like a woman. I'm more like, his shots take longer to get there. The way he extends, he's still extending. And if he don't have the right range, I don't know. I get what you're trying to say, but no. Come on, man. You said Fandora rearranged Lubin's whole face. Like, come on, bro. The fight announcer said that Fandora hits like a woman? I didn't hear the announcer, so I don't know if you're trolling or what. Shout out. You said Champside ain't been in the chat in a minute. Shout out. Fandora need to trust his body more. After a little more experience, he going to be an effing problem. Ask Lubin if he hits hard. Why Leonard and team letting Rolly do an interview? You said, I ain't gonna lie, that female interviewing Errol Spence is fine. I had to put it out there. That's Caleb Plant's wife, bro. I mean, not that you care or anything, right? Or that it matters. I'm just a little context for you. I mean, a woman could be fine no matter who she with, right? So I wasn't trying to say it like that. But yeah, that's Jordan Plant. She always did PVC events. But yeah, that's Caleb Plant's wife, if you didn't know. So talk nice. Talk nice or he slapped the shit out of you. Slapped the taste out your mouth, motherfucker. Fucking with Caleb Plant. Didn't I tell you? It's Caleb P, motherfucker. Remember I did that John B sample with Caleb Plant? Come on, man. I'm a genius out here. Who's keeping track of this shit? Just me? It's crazy. Crazy, man. Somebody. I know, like, y'all should save some of the videos I put out, because when I delete them, they be gone. I probably do have it in my phone somewhere. Remember when I did that fade when Caleb Plant was like, he had them shades on? Then I did John B behind it. Caleb P. Don't listen to what people say. They don't know about you and me. Get it out your mind. They don't know. Caleb P, dog. Zoo didn't have no lumps or swells after all those weak punches from Dora. I did see, actually, you're right. I did see a photo of him today. He didn't look bad at all. I saw a photo of him today. He didn't look bad. I think he might have had like a black eye, if anything. Did he go to the hospital, by the way, or what? Oh, I see. Now they're all saying that Tim, the fight should have been stopped. It's unfair to Tim to fight with that type of injury. Damn, look, he don't look as bad as his head was bleeding, right? I mean, he got a black eye, but, you know, all that blood all over the ring was just from the top of his head. It wasn't like, I mean, he don't look like, you know what I'm saying? He don't look like, to your point, he don't look like he got beat the fuck up. I don't really think he did, but he didn't win. I don't think he won. That 116-112 card, chat, BS or no? If BS, type BS. For Tim, I mean, 116-112. I think that fight could have been, you could say, hard to score a little bit, but, bro, Tim could not figure out this distance. He couldn't just, like, commit on the inside. He would, like, he would stop. He would never just commit and throw combinations. That's what I was saying. Like, bro, you have to commit to something. Like, all that head hunting and shit. Like, where's the body attack, nigga? So 116-112 for Tim, I highly doubt that. I highly, 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 highly doubt that. Shout out to Big C. You said, we need Spence. Get that fight and win. Bring a championship back to Dallas with the Rangers. Mavs might have a chance. We know the Cowboys don't. Shout out to Big C in the super chat. Yeah, man, looks like Errol is coming back. Like I said, I'm just glad, like, to me, what I seen is he looked like he is happy to be back in the ring, and he just looked happy, period. Maybe it's because he won a ticket or he won money on the fight, whatever it was. But by the way, did they show his interview? What did he say in his interview? I didn't see it. I don't think they played it. Like, I saw them doing it in the arena, but I don't think it was being aired in the arena when he was doing it. What did Errol say? Didn't Errol do a one-on-one interview? Or was he just in the ring by himself? I can't remember. Maybe he was just in the ring chilling and talking to people, but he wasn't doing the interview, because after the televised cast went off, I'm pretty sure that's what happened. He stayed in the ring for a while. He dapped some people up, then he left. It was the blood in his eye before the blood. Tim was looking real good. I thought, yeah, I didn't think he was looking bad or nothing. I just thought that he was trying to figure out the distance, of course. And I felt like, I think he threw like two, like, sweeping left hooks, trying to get past the jab of Fundora. He couldn't get past the jab like he wanted to. He did an interview, right? What did he say in it? I didn't even see it, honestly. Did they air it on Prime or what? Maybe I just looked past it. You said he was wiping his face and countering at the same time. Bro was giving, he was giving Fandora hands to me. You know, like I said, man, it was a very competitive fight, no matter how you look at it. I don't think either one of them was like dominant though, right? When you just take the blood and all that shit away, I don't think either one of them was necessarily dominant. He spoke with the female. Great first card after all. Did they preview any other cards or say anything about the other cards on the telecast? No slander on my Cowboys. Man, I ain't even in football mindset yet, man. There wasn't many people at the fight yesterday, like boxers. Only Arrow I seen. I think they said Danny Garcia was there. Arrow. Caleb Plant I seen. Sean Porter, of course, was probably there somewhere, but I'm not seeing how they used to be. It seemed like maybe the fight wasn't that big. He got Derrick James' money around his neck. Man, he got his money around his neck, man. It's crazy. Fandora landed like 5 punches to Tim Ones all night after the cut. Yeah. The interview was on Prime. He basically said he looked forward to fight Fandora next. Did they ask him if he'd been training? North Pole Fishing, shout out. You said it's been a minute since I caught Champ Side live. Yeah, listen, man. Nigga done put the bat signal light on Arrow. Now all the Arrow fans, they've been on my channel in forever. They back. They back. But, like I said, man, Errol's always been one of the biggest names in boxing. So the fact that he don't be, like, all in the media and shit like that just shows how big. Yeah, Ugas. I seen Ugas. Ugas was there all week. Yeah, I seen Ugas earlier in the week. Miguel Cotto was at the press conference, so I'm sure he was at the fight. You say you think Tim would have beat Fandora if blood wasn't in his eye. Yeah, I don't think he was going to stop him, though, right? He probably would have boxed him to a decision of some type, but that's part of boxing, ain't it, Chad? Just like Tank fought Pitbull one hand, you could predict some shit all day, but how do you know that there's going to be a major cut early in the fight that affects the visibility, the adrenaline, the endurance, the conditioning, the punch resistance of the fighter that you chose to win? You don't. But if we keeping it real, Tim Zhu did that to himself because he ducked his head into his elbow. Kermel showed me a lot last night. Yeah, we talked about Kermel, man. Kermel looked great. Did they even mention Bud? Did they mention Bud last night? Y'all tell me. I don't think they say Bud is a free agent at this moment. So, again, another thing circling back to what cards you hold in the house of cards. You know, Bud may need to sign something or for a certain fight. You know, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, man. To me, I would like to see Arrow fight Fandora and then the winner fight Bud, right? Do we really have to see Fandora versus Bud? We're supposed to get the rematch anyway, right? Let's do it at 154 with more stakes or with some stakes. Now we got 2 titles in the mix. On the telecast, they showed Ugas, but they put Zab Judah's name. Are you serious? They always do that with some card, right? You said it was more people in the building for the prelims than I ever seen. Oh, you think so? You might be right, bro, because I made sure I got there for Kermel fight. I think they say he fight at 3:00, but I was there. As soon as I was there, I was like, I'm not missing Kermel fight. And he did his thing. I think everybody that was there to watch Kermel, they was like on the edge of their seat. Like, man, let me see what this young dude gonna do. And I thought he fought real good. Can't leave rap alone. The game needs me. But I told Errol today, I said, the game need you, bro. Champ Side was all over the clips this weekend. Yeah, I got more videos dropping. I just didn't want to drop all my content at once. So I got more videos dropping on my channel tomorrow, the next day, the next day. You think they'll call for a rematch for Tim and Fandora? Champ Side, I've been seeing all of the fighters saying it demands a rematch. I do think they will, but maybe not for the title. No one wants to see boring Fandora against anyone. He hits like a, okay, we'll go fight the nigga, man. Fandora wasn't boring against Lubin. Did you see that fight? I didn't think he was boring last night. Like, if you're not a big puncher, you're not a big puncher. It's not the end of the world. So you do what you can to win. Did he do that? Yeah, he did. I get what you're saying, but it's like anything, man. You will have your strengths and your weaknesses. He's not a big puncher, so be it. Tim Zhu didn't walk through him, though, did he? You said Fandora nice, gang. Y'all tweaking. Yeah, I don't know why they hate. I mean, he just don't look the part, right? He's not a flashy. He's definitely not a flashy fighter. And he do, you know, he visibly, you know, everything looks slow. And, you know, but that's because of how tall he is and stuff. Shout out to everybody in the chat, man. Listen, I think that's it for me. I'm going to be back live, but like I said, I haven't slept much this week covering the fights. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed the coverage. A lot of moving pieces. Devin Haney interview dropping on my channel. Bill Haney interview dropping on my channel. Carmel Moten interview already on my channel. Leonard Ellerbe interview already on my channel. Leonard Ellerbe, Carmel Moten interview already on my channel. What else? I talked to Tim Zhu. I talked to Tim Zhu, Fandora. Those are on my channel. And I'll be back to posting some of the latest news as well. I know there was a lot of reactions to the fights and, you know, Rolly reaction and stuff. But, you know, I didn't get a chance to catch all that stuff, man. So shout out to everybody in the chat. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. I just wanted to make sure I touch base. I didn't realize how late it is, for real, for real. But, yeah, I just wanted to touch base with my people because I hadn't really got a chance to do a recap video. I was traveling. So, yeah, man, hit the like button on this video. Share this video. Subscribe to the channel. Follow us on all social media. If you want to support the brand, do it at $CHAMPSIDE on Cash App. If you want to support the brand, do it at $CHAMPSIDE on Cash App. If you want to support the brand, do it at $CHAMPSIDE on Cash App. Shout out to Bleeder Bills. He said, for the great content, live was fire. Keep that creativity. And shout out to Raymond in the Cash App. You said, appreciate the great content covering the fights. Shout out to Raymond in the Cash App. So I'm going to upload the post-fight press conference because I didn't get a chance to put it up last night. So y'all will probably see that on my channel before the night is over. Damn, it's late. It's kind of late, ain't it? But anyway, my timing is off, man. My timing is just off right now, being that I was covering the fight. But anyway, we out of here. Shout out to everybody in the chat. It's the baddest brand in the land, CHAMPSIDE, or as Errol Spence, the big fish, the truth would say, the only side. And we out. Peace.
Shout out to CHAMPSIDE, man. That's the only side.
And you're listening and you're tuning in to the baddest brand on the land, CHAMPSIDE, baby.
Shout out to CHAMPSIDE. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Ashton Court Stevenson. Shout out to CHAMPSIDE. They the best in the business.
Shout out to the CHAMPSIDE, man. AB, man, checking out.
And you also can find me here at CHAMPSIDE. You hear me? You know I got to do it for my dude.
Shout out to CHAMPSIDE, the baddest brand in the land.
This is Alicia Baumgartner, WBC World Champion. This is the baddest in the land, CHAMPSIDE, baby.
Shout out to CHAMPSIDE, the baddest brand in the land. Always show me love. You know, y'all been here since day one. Thank you.
Yeah, shout out to CHAMPSIDE. Appreciate y'all, man.
The
thank you guys so much for your support. Love, Champside.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Bro, I told you that was Champside. Why you keep letting me say Champside?
That was me.
Bro, I thought that was you, bro.
I look back at immediately. I thought it was, bro.
Baddest brand in the land.
Champside, what's up, baby?
Catch the exclusives, all the exclusives on the baddest brand in the land. That's Champside.
From TLP Lopez, shout out to Champside.
Champside, what up, baby?
Shout out to Champside, my dude, bro. Shout out. Reach Pro Grade.
Champside, all the way around, man. Up and down, man. We love Champside.
Thanks to Champside, man. It's always showing love.
He got it hands down. No questions, if, ands, or buts. I got him. Champside, holla at him.
Wonder, you know, you telling the truth out there.
I appreciate that. Well, you the truth. You train, you know, you training the truth.
My wife be in the room. Shoot me out with Champside.
Appreciate you for having me. Champside boxing, y'all.
I think Champside is the next to blow. And I really, really believe it's the future of covering boxing. So hopefully they stop hating and start appreciating and get with the Champside, you know, rocking with the champ.
Shout out to Champside. They always show love. Always show love to fighters and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Not being biased. Just giving honest opinions on things. Appreciate y'all being 100 in the sport.
So you had to bite down, fam. That shit different, champ. Get with us, bro. Appreciate
for sure.
And I want to give a big shout out to Champside because they were ruthless. Like, they stood up for me and continue to stand up for what's right in boxing and use their platform to tell the truth.
Like that. Champside.
Champside.
You heard? We're going to be champside. All right. You heard? Lock up the puppets, man.
Get your ass in these seats and let's be real for this dude. Stop messing around. He's freaking motherfuckers. Excuse me, blood that out. Blood that out. Okay, blood that out.
Shout out to Champ Side, man. That's the only side.
And you're listening and you're tuning in to the baddest brand on the land, Champ Side.